You are an energetic being first and foremost, so the quality of your energy field is really important. It works like a filter, each part of the field enabling or preventing whatever is turning up in your life. This is the Future Self Energetics Show. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson, and I work in the body, mind and spirits community. I'm an award-winning master energist. That's a therapist that specializes in improving the quality of the energy fields that move in, through and around your body. If you want anything in your life to change, you have to begin with changing your energy field first. So my shows are a mixture of talk and therapy ideas, interviews and thought-provoking inspiration. They're all about energy, energy fields, protection and connection. If there's a topic you'd love me to cover in my show, please email me, amanda@futureselfenergetics.com. And if you love the show here on UK Health Radio, please spread the word about it in your networks. I believe that there is a significant connection between energy and becoming primed for a heart attack. This idea is rooted in how the mind and the heart interact, particularly during moments of significant stress. The priming occurs when the heart and the mind are at odds, especially when circumstances change in ways beyond our own control, leading us to mismatch our understanding of who we believe ourselves to be, our status and our usefulness to the group we have led, and how others perceive us. So this is quite a nuanced topic that touches on how deeply our roles and our identities are tied to our well-being. To illustrate this, let's first take a look at the animal kingdom. Let's consider the example of an alpha stag. An alpha stag holds a dominant position within his herd, enjoying access to the best resources and also the best potential mates. This role, this male, not only defines the stag's identity, but also provides him with a sense of purpose. However, when a younger and stronger competitor challenges and then finally defeats him, this alpha stag is forced to relinquish his status and everything associated with it. The new alpha won't tolerate the presence of the old alpha even within the herd. And this means that the old alpha inevitably becomes excluded. Suddenly, the once dominant, highly respected stag finds himself without a herd to protect, no territory to defend, and no clear future role or purpose. This is a significant loss, and it's going to lead to severe emotional stress within that alpha. And as the stag grapples with his diminished status and the reality of being replaced, who is he, he says, if not the alpha male? So the consequences of a loss like this, whether male or female, are truly profound. And the stress of losing his alpha position and the accompanying social isolation primes the old alpha stag for health issues. And this is well documented in nature. Typically, the effects of the stress aren't immediate. Instead, they manifest only after a period of time. And it's somewhere between, I think, 3 to 6 months later, usually, when the stag may suffer a heart attack. And if that heart attack is significant enough, it will cause that alpha to die. And this delayed response highlights the lingering impact of losing a central role and the deep psychological toll it takes. But it's not an immediate thing. It's something that lingers and grows and becomes over time.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Good, good, good. Start your day the right way with Revive Active's range of super supplements and get the most out of life. Take one power-packed sachet, mix with water, and enjoy a super tasty health drink at work, at home, or on the go. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to optimize your health and well-being to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, and more. No filler, no stimulants, no artificial colours or preservatives, just the right mix of vitamins, minerals, amino acids and hero ingredients to help you put back what life takes out. Try our 7-day or 30-day boxes and use code UK Radio to get a free supplement shaker. Revive Active. Super supplements for a super you.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world. And hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Beautiful.
I'd like to tell you the story of someone I knew from many years ago, a gentleman called Pete. He was a long-time allotment gardener, and when I used to go up to the allotment near where I lived to also grow vegetables, Pete was always there. Now, Pete dedicated much of his life to cultivating vegetables in that plot of land, and it was a responsibility that had been passed down through generations. So he was not the first of his family to actually work and harvest from that plot. And this allotment was more than just a piece of land to Pete. He actually believed, even though he was paying money to the council every year, he believed that this land was his. It was a symbol of his identity, his heritage, and also his communal involvement, whether it was giving advice to other less qualified or less experienced, let's say, allotmenteers, or being able to stand and discuss the weather and predict what the harvest would be like. Perhaps it was the armfuls of vegetables that he would take home or share with the community around him. What I'd like you to imagine is Pete was getting a bit older, and as he was aging, his family finally persuaded him to give up the allotment. And they believed it was too much for him to manage on his own, and he wasn't really bringing enough vegetables home to justify the amount of time that he was spending up at the allotment. And despite the best of intentions, this decision actually stripped Pete of a really vital aspect of his life and left him feeling pretty useless and disconnected from a place where he had invested so much of himself. It was something that had become his core identity and somewhere where he wanted to focus his energy. Individuals like Pete could have found new hobbies or community roles that offered fulfillment and engagement, but I think the difference with Pete is that his family could have enabled him to continue working that small patch of land that had become such an integral part of his family for generations. It was first worked by his grandfather, and then it was passed to his father, and finally it came to him. And although his plot might not have been as tidy as it once was, and his harvests less bountiful, Pete still found great value in tending that allotment. Even if he needed a little bit of help and support, he could have continued his connection to the land and to his community. Pete had a daily routine. Every morning at 8 o'clock, he would walk from his house up to the allotment, and he'd meet with the other old boys who were also doing the same thing, and they'd light a kettle on a gas burner, and they'd fry up some sausages or bacon or something like that if they brought something from home, and they'd share breakfast together in community while discussing the world's affairs. This routine was more to Pete than just something he did each day. It was a source of social interaction, it gave him purpose, it provided continuity, and it raises the question of what was so urgent that led Pete's family to take this plot and all of the benefits away from him. Perhaps they needed to understand the risks more of removing such a vital element, the rich part of his life that this brought. And also how, by removing it from him, it could prime him for a heart attack. It's important, I think, that we agree that Pete's family likely had really good intentions. I don't think they did this deliberately. But if they would have seen that the £25 annual cost of the allotment was a really small price to pay for all that Pete got, his happiness and his well-being, then keeping the allotment, even if it's less productive, would have allowed Pete to maintain his focus, stay connected with his peer group, you know, have something meaningful to get out of bed for each day. Stripping him of that small plot of land, they probably just saw it as a bit of land. Stripping him of so much more than his hobby and that bit of gritty soil took away his connection to all sorts of things in his life, his friends, his routine, his ties to his father and his grandfather, his status. It took away his autonomy and the ability to decide for himself when and how he would step back from the land and choose his next identity. Unfortunately, 3 to 6 months after the family had informed Pete that they would no longer be renewing the plot, Pete had a heart attack and passed away. These examples underscore a broader pattern. So whether one's an alpha stag, a dedicated gardener, or someone in a leadership position, the loss of central role has a profound emotional and physical consequence. So let's look at current affairs. It's inevitable that at some stage with politics, leaders of the country will change. So what about, for example, the President of the United States? Arguably, I would say, one of the most demanding and prestigious positions in the world. And the president, whoever they may be, is the pinnacle of political achievement, a role that comes with immense responsibility, public scrutiny, constant decision-making pressures. Being the representative, the president, not only defines an individual's identity for them and for their nation, but it places them at the centre of national and international affairs. Even at this pinnacle, that principle of replaceability still applies. Perhaps it happens when a president's term in office ends. Perhaps they're voted out by a competing party. Or perhaps it's because those around them begin to lose faith in their ability to lead. However it happens, regardless of their beliefs in their own personal capabilities and their continued commitment and desire to lead, the president will find themselves moved out and replaced. It must be jarring and undermining depending on how it's done. And after years of ambition and proving yourself to be worthy, after years of getting used to being in the spotlight, making those critical decisions on behalf of millions of people, being the face of a nation, there is a sudden shift and you find yourself replaceable. What a blow to your sense of self, to your identity. After a lifetime of working your way to becoming the alpha stag, what do you do now? What purpose do you serve when others believe you are less relevant and that what you have to offer has been spent? The prestige goes, the responsibilities are handed off to others, and the importance, the status, and the relevance associated with how you view yourself, your own identity, well, they're seemingly lost. This transition can be particularly jarring for someone who has reached the pinnacle of power and prestige. Imagine, after years of all of that public life, making those decisions, being that central figure, the abrupt shift leads to a massive, deep sense of loss. The lack of daily responsibilities, the reduction in public visibility, that creates a void. And it leads to questions about what is my purpose? What's my relevance now? What do I do next? So the emotional and psychological stress from this kind of transition can prime any individual for health issues, including heart attack. And the stress may not cause immediate physical symptoms of heart attack, but they can gradually accumulate and affect the heart and the other systems too over time. For the alpha stag, for Pete, for a former president, the risk of heart attack becomes more pronounced during the months following their transition out of their role. The initial shock and emotional turmoil may eventually give way to a more profound and prolonged period of stress and adjustment. And this period's crucial, as the stress of adjusting to becoming a new identity, finding a new status, can manifest in physical health problems, heart issues especially. So, what can we do about it? Well, to mitigate the risks, it's crucial to address the emotional and psychological aspects of such transitions well before they happen. So find and introduce new purposes and roles. Do that before you give up, release, or have taken away the purpose and the role that you already had. Because if you can find and introduce that new purpose and role, and if it's one that that person actually themselves feels is relevant and worthwhile investing in, well, it will mean that the void that's left by the previous position being removed or released or taken away can be replaced with something meaningful as well.
The station that makes you feel good.
Stop suffering with pet-related allergies when near dogs and cats. Great news, you can feel safe around pets with NasalGuard for pet lovers. NasalGuard topical gel blocks pet dander, hair, and dust mites from entering your nasal passages. Try NasalGuard for pet lovers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about NasalGuard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
former presidents, they could get involved in writing or speaking engagements or philanthropic work. They could become a commentator or a mentor. All of this provides new focuses and a new sense of purpose, provided that they feel it's something that they would be willing to do and that they're capable of doing. Individuals like Pete can find new hobbies or community roles that offer fulfillment and engagement. So why not a president? So maintaining your support network is vital, whether it's family, friends, community group, church group. Having a support system can provide emotional reassurance and retain that sense of belonging which it feels like you're losing. Regular social interactions can alleviate these feelings of isolation and help individuals navigate their new coming roles. The last thing you want is to feel isolated. The last thing you want is to be surrounded by people who pigeonhole you and place you in a situation where you feel that you're not who you once were, and therefore you lose everything. Take care of your physical health. Or if you're the person who's observing somebody that you care about that's going through this transition, make sure that they look after their physical health. Make sure that they're still getting regular exercise, that they're eating a balanced diet, and they have medical checkups, and make sure that their well-being is maintained overall. Ensure that they stay connected, that they don't feel isolated or redundant. I think physical activity in any form that they're capable of, or that you might be capable of, if I'm speaking directly to you, if you're in this situation, that can be a really powerful tool for managing stress and supporting your cardiovascular health. What about mindfulness? Finding ways to transition and using stress management practices to help you with that. Meditation and yoga are going to be great. They're going to help individuals cope with stress and maintain their emotional balance. But there's more to it than that. Perhaps you would like to fish or paint or travel or do a whole host of things. Meditation comes in many forms. Journaling, writing an autobiography, all of that will help. And these practices encourage a focus on the present and help reduce the anxiety about the future, perhaps even about regrets relating to the past. So the connection between energy and becoming primed for a heart attack is closely linked to the experience of significant life changes. Individuals like Pete, the president, the opportunity here is for loved ones to keep communication channels open. It's important for families and friends to listen and to understand the emotional impact of the transition and what kind of impact that's having on the person. For Pete's family, a better understanding of the importance of the allotment would have been beneficial. What it really represented to him in the broadest possible way. It might have led them to support his continued involvement there rather than choosing, for whatever reason, not to renew the license on the plot and then forcing him to give up something that felt so important to him. And families and friends of former leaders or professionals can also provide invaluable support too by encouraging them to talk about how they feel and offering reassurance during their own challenging transitions. And let's be truthful with our loved ones about the approaching changes that are coming. And let's do it in enough time for our loved one, for that retiring president or Pete who is giving up his allotment plot. Let's allow them to determine how they could still be a high-value citizen and make a worthwhile contribution to whoever their tribe is. So the connection between energy and becoming primed for a heart attack, I feel, is closely linked to how we handle significant life changes that affect our identity, our status, and our sense of purpose. So whether one's an alpha stag, a dedicated lifelong gardener like Pete was, or even the President of the United States, the loss of identity and the status that goes along with that loss will prime you for significant health risks. So let's recognise these as challenges and let's commit to taking proactive steps, finding new purposes, finding a way to change the identity while not feeling undermined or irrelevant, maintaining meaningful social connections, prioritising physical health, practising things like mindfulness. All of these things mitigate the risk associated with the transition. They support healthier, more fulfilling lives after you are no longer alpha. It's essential to address both the emotional and the physical aspects of these changes. In that way, you can ensure the individuals continue to feel valued. They continue to feel connected and respected and purposeful while stepping into their new roles. That's it for another show this week. I'm thrilled that you dropped by. I present Future Self Energetics show every week for UK Health Radio, and I'd be delighted to spend more time with you next week, so do tune in. The world of energy is amazing, and it's magical, and it's mysterious, and there's always so much for us to explore about it. You have a vital connection to a web of energy fields around you. Use that connection for your benefit. I've been working with vibrational energetics all my life, and I know that when you improve your energy field, you can up-level any part of your life.